Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
From GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
And yes, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, where you can also be heard on 88.5 FM and cable, streaming live everywhere and anywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And if you have the luxury of having TELUS Digital Cable, you can get us on channel 717. Yes, this show is Generation Annihilation. As I said, my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock. I'm up here by myself, thanks to the FOAT for coming up here and doing a really cool show last week, and bringing the guys from Napalm Raid up all the way from Halifax. Yeah, he made it out to the Fastcore Fest. I didn't hear too much about that show. I didn't. Maybe I could have asked a little more, but under the understanding that it was a cool fest up in Squamish. And yeah, I was at the authorities at Funky Winker Beans. We're going to get into the authorities in a bit. But yeah, we started things all off with the Damned. And that one is going out to my friend the FOAT, because he's been under the weather for the last little while. Sick of Being Sick by the Damned. That was the name of the title of that track. Appropriately fitting. And yeah, so I'm up here by myself today, got a good hour for ya, and like I said, the authorities played Funky Winker Beans last week, classic Killed by Death Punk, but yeah, we're gonna get into some other classic Killed by Death Punk in this next set, and This is a reoccurring theme, a reoccurring song every summertime here in Vancouver, BC on the Generation Annihilation show. It's by The Freeze and it's called I Hate Tourists. 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR for those requests. This is The Freeze. I Hate Tourists. Here we go.
Thank you. hardcore stuff is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And yes, the show you're tuned into is Generation Annihilation, and my name is Aaron, and I'm here every Saturday till 1, playing punk and hardcore, just like the Flex Your Head show. In that last set, we leaned a little more to the punk side, starting things off with the Freeze out of Boston, or Cape Cod, or where the hell they were from, in the Boston area, yes, from the Killed by Death 2 compilation, I Hate Tourists, and that is a classic track going back to 1979, I Hate Tourists, and the Freeze, still going. I saw them a couple of years back, I think they're still going, yeah. And we followed with the Authorities out of Stockton, California, from the soundtrack for Trouble, 7-inch vinyl reissue on Get Hip Records. If you're like me and you own the original, well, you've got a very expensive piece of vinyl on your hands, but you don't need to own it and you don't need to pay big bucks for it because Get Hip Records has reissued it and the Authorities are back going. We heard the track called Act Tongue, and that was originally covered by... That was redone again. A lot of people think that's a Screeching Weasel track, but they'd be wrong, because it's an Authorities track. I think Screeching Weasel did it on some compilation. I wasn't actually aware of that until very recently. And we ended that set off with, or we followed with, The Eat, another classic going back to 1979 from the Killed by Death compilation, Killed by Death 2, and we heard a track called Communist Radio. And yeah, it's kind of what we are up here. We're not communists, but you know, this is community radio, you know. None of us get paid up here, at least not the DJs anyhow. And we ended that set off with the Chiefs going back to the early 80s, Hollywood Crisis. And yes, this is a vinyl reissue. It came out on Hate Records out of Italy. And more recently, it has been reissued on... Dr. Strange Records, and yeah, classic beach punk going back to 1981, and yeah, this features all the recorded stuff of them. Yeah, it's good stuff. Check it out. You won't be disappointed, and we're going to get back into some more Killed by Death material. We're going to go to the Killed by Death number 3 compilation, and this is the Deafnicks here on Generation Annihilation, CITR. Here we go.
Wanna be a rich of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Lonely control. Pump their minds with dignity. Then let the young men go. Another day, another statue falls out in the dawn.
Wednesday, July 13th. Get ready for an awesome Edmonton dance party in Vancouver. Our friends over at WinnieCooper.net are throwing a rad party at the Astoria with some awesome Edmonton, Alberta bands. There for the night will be Doug Hoyer and the Joe. Don't forget about Winnie Cooper DJs Tristan Orchard and Woe Bangs and Mile High DJs Matt and Dylan. Make sure you check it out. Reflect. Doors are at 9, bands are at 10, and it's $8 to get in. See you there.
It only cost about $4.
All right, and the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and we heard a whole whack of classic punk. Start off with a couple of tracks from the Killed by Death 3 compilation. Started out with the Deafnecks 51%, and that's from a 1981 single from a band from Cleveland, Ohio. Followed off with another track from the same comp. I'm talking about 84 Flesh, and we heard a track called Salted City. And we followed with the Plugs from Los Angeles, Mindless Contentment, and you heard the background vocals of Xena from X on that track. Followed with some more classic LA punk from the Weirdos, Weird World, Helium Bar. And then we followed the 1981 classic, Fear, New York's Alright, if you like saxophones. And yes, that has been reissued once again on Slash Records. And we followed off with that TSOL, Rap Music from Rap People compilation. Live recording going way back when, Weather States. And yes, it doesn't, these tunes are timeless. They sound good anytime. Doesn't matter that these songs are probably older than some of you. They're classic. But right now, we're going to get a little more contemporary. This is a local band. They're called Sick Charade. Here we go. All right, Generation Annihilation, another 15 minutes to go in the show. And in that last set, we start things off with local Six Charade. We heard the title track from them, and that's from a brand new demo. Six Charade featuring Sean. He used to be in the Reprobates. Followed off with No Problem out of Edmonton, Alberta. We heard a track called I Don't Want It. And this is from their Paranoid... and now this release on Deranged Records. We heard a track called I Don't Want It. And we followed with Deep Sleep out of Baltimore, Maryland, with a track called Slow Down, and this is on the Great Mistake Records label. And we end things off with Calgary, Alberta's Crystal Meth, Worms of Earth. We heard a track called Fuck Work, and this is on Daylight Slang's Music. And out of Toronto, this is Teenage X.
Talking shit behind my back. You can't get away on a one-way difference between you and me. I fixed that, and now you work for my company. I remember you, and you remember me. I'm the rotten apple on your family tree. I was the blackest sheep in society. Yeah, I'm a rotten apple on your family tree.
And yeah, that's the Power Chord Show coming up next. In that last set, we started things off with Teenage Head out of Toronto, Ontario, Drink, Dance, and Destroy. We had a track called The Signal. And then we heard from local Vancouver's... we heard a local act from Vancouver. We heard from Unfun, and this is from their brand new full-length LP release. we heard a track called Fault Lines, and yeah, this is on a record label called Fast Crowd Records, and followed off with some B-lines from their latest on Nominal Records. We had a track called Rotten Apples, followed with Off, featuring Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks, B-side of their new 7-inch 45 release. We heard a track called Rotten Apple, and yeah, then we heard from The Estranged from the Subliminal Man release. The Estranged from Portland, we heard a track called Faces Stare, and it's about 5-1, and we got Power Chord up next. And yeah, before we get out of here, I'd just like to say a few things. Thanks to Agnes and Jesse for having my band Brady's Problem play at their place last night. It was a blast, and yeah, also got to see Candy and Arrow and Infect Propaganda, two great local bands. Total different genres of music, you know, and Infect Propaganda play cross-punk, but Candy and Arrow play a little bit more rockabilly swing type stuff. Totally opposite ends, but they're both two great local kick-ass bands who you gotta check out. Well, you don't got to, but if you know what's good for you, you should. And, yeah, check out my band, Brady's Problem. We'll be playing August 13th with the Insipids and Siobhan and Duval Star. And that's the Rock Against Sobriety show at Pat's Pub. And after that, we will be playing August 26th or 27th with Six Charade, who we played earlier in the set. Another band called Edmonton, called, what are they called again? I'm drawing a blank right now. But Rabid Loss, they're called. And they're going to be playing with, also on the bill is going to be Total War. And Total War is Foat, who you hear up here, his new band, and we're going to hear them in a bit. We're going to hear them right now. And another thing, before I get out of here, I'd like to say happy birthday to little Sophia. She's 4 years old today, so happy birthday to you. And, yeah, we're going to get into some Total War from the brand new demo. It's on a cassette, and we're going to hear a couple tracks. We're going to hear their track Total War, and then we're going to hear another track called And For What. And after that, that'll take us into Power Chord up next. So yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Check out playlists and podcasts of this show online, generationannihilation.com. And yeah, the podcast, playlist, all that kind of stuff will be up for download on that. So yeah, thank you everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Total War featuring The Foat. Here we go.
money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark. And
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee.
And Jason.
The Bear.
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just...
Give us some random advice.
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca. Or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
I'm
Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm Metal Ron.
I'm Andy, way over here.
Oh.
I'm here now.
Okay. So how you doing, Andy?
Pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I guess you were away last week. I did the show solo. And now we're back and gonna crank out your ears with some good tunes here.
Hopefully better than that last tune you played. Yeah, I just let the listeners decide.
Yeah, I guess that's the new Queensryche, and it's, I don't know. I mean, since being with them since the very beginning, they've gone through a lot of changes. Personally, the new stuff doesn't do a lot for me, but a lot of people like that album Empire, and you probably like that too. I didn't mind it, but I saw the change they were getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I was more into The Warning and some of the earlier stuff. You know, I actually saw Queensryche when they opened for Dio in Seattle before they even had The Warning out. So they were quite a bit heavier than they are now. There's no discounting Jeff Tate's voice. He's got an amazing voice, you know. And I guess now just the way things are, like a lot of musicians, he seems to have promoting his own winery in that. A lot of musicians seem to be having all sorts of side jobs because, I mean, there's no record companies really to promote you anymore. You got to make your money either by touring or by merchandise. That's basically where bands make their money now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're hoping a local band might be showing up, but we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, from Ancients. They're thinking of coming, but I'm not sure. They're from Mission, so... They're from far away.
From
my neck of the woods.
So, since you've started here, what's your first set going to be here?
I was thinking actually playing the old Queensryche after that new one, just to somebody goes, that was awful, I need to hear the old stuff now. And it's queued up, ready to go. It's Deliverance.
Cool. Yeah.
Off The Warning, you were just talking about The Warning.
Yeah, love that album. I actually had a connection, a friend who knew the band, and I got to hear the actual mix of The Warning, what it was supposed to be like, and it's night and day. The record company actually toned it down from what it was. It was supposed to be a lot heavier.
Really?
And the drums were more pronounced.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how that happens. That also happened with Black Sabbath, Born Again. The original mix of that album. Yeah, the original mix of that album was so heavy. It was just crushing guitar.
You're right, Tony Iommi's guitar, there's so much keyboard in that album, eh?
Yeah, well, a lot of times it's either record companies, producers. That's what happened in the past. Nowadays, that's why a lot of bands are sort of taking it on their own, doing things on their own. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I don't know. Do you want to set up the song?
Yeah, this is Off The Warning. It's Deliverance, and you can just hit the play button there.
Okay.
I remember that movie. You're a fan, right?
Oh, I love that movie.
Andy, squeal like a piggy.
No thanks. No thanks, Aaron. Get away from behind me.
All right, power.